Hello, I'm Robert Kraft. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to continue exploring the science of electricity by looking at a very common question. Did you ever wonder why birds can sit on power lines without getting shocked? For example, this red-shouldered hawk is sitting on a wire that's carrying enough electricity to power hundreds of homes. But the hawk is safe. It doesn't get electrocuted. Why? Well, to understand that, I've simulated a power line. Instead of a generating plant, I've got my battery. We're using basically the same setup that we've been using. And if I connect this wire, we can see we have a complete circuit. You'll notice I have another LED here, again with a resistor to keep it from burning out. We have a bare wire here that's going to simulate our power line. And for our bird, we're going to use the LED and the resistor that we've been using. The two wires are going to simulate the bird's legs. We see that this LED is lit, showing that we do have a complete circuit with power flowing through it. But if our bird comes down and lands on the wire, it doesn't light up, the same way that hawk doesn't get shocked. To see why, let's remove our power line and just take a look at the battery. If we want the LED to light, we have to have a pathway from one side of the battery to the other. Once we get that complete pathway, it lights up. But what if I put both wires on the same side of the battery? Then does it light? No. There's not a complete circuit. Both legs are being pushed on with the same voltage. The electricity doesn't flow. So to get the electricity to flow, we have to have that complete circuit from one side to the other. Now let's reconnect our power line and take a look at it again. With both legs of our bird touching the power line, it's just like having both legs on one side of the battery. There's no complete pathway. They're both being pushed on by the same voltage, the voltage in this wire, and so it doesn't light, and the hawk doesn't get shocked. But if you notice above the hawk's head, there's a different wire. That's a ground wire. It's there to protect the power lines from lightning. It's attached to the ground, and if lightning is going to hit, it's probably going to hit that top wire. That way it doesn't hit the power line, doesn't get into the power grid. But what would happen if the hawk stretched out a wing and got close to that wire? Well, to see that, let's put our hawk on the wire. And we'll put this leg up to simulate the wing. When we come close to that ground wire, then everything lights up. So if the hawk did stretch out a wing and get close to that other wire, there'd be a loud bang, and that'd be the end of the hawk. Another place that wildlife can run into problems with power lines are at transformers, those things that look like trash cans hanging up on some of the power poles. The transformer changes the voltage from the high voltage of the wire to the lower voltage you use for your house. But those two contacts, the high voltage and the low voltage, are fairly close together. And if a squirrel or a bird touches both sides at the same time, there's a loud bang, the lights go out, and it's not too good for the animal either. People can also run into problems with power lines. Anything that provides a conductive pathway from that power line to the ground is a potential problem, especially if you're involved in that pathway. So never climb ladders around power lines, never climb trees around power lines. People tend to think that wood is not a conductor, but at high voltages, it is. So stay away from trees that are near power lines. Even flying a kite near a power line can be very dangerous because that kite string, again, while it may not seem like a conductor, under high voltages, it can provide a pathway for the electricity to get to you. So stay away from power lines. We can't fly. But the next time that you see birds up there on the power line, now you know why they can sit there safely without getting shocked. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week. Did you ever wonder why birds can sit on power lines without getting electrocuted? Did you ever wonder what happened to your bird?